It's a fun cast.
Can't wait. I got to go see Black Panther.
You haven't seen it yet, dude.
I still haven't
You've let the appropriate amount of time pass.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to, you know, this is their time.
Yeah, you did it. Dude, that viral tweet is so funny. Ugh. That lady being like, just let me know.
How about Trump today?
Dude.
What a fucking dick.
What, how he said, like, he said I would have went in. No, it's funny. No, I was having, I'm talking to my mom about this yesterday. Thank God the country's not filming me, because I was like, those guys are disgraced. I would have ran right in there.
Yeah. I mean, the fact.
I think I would have. That's another one of my fantasies, dude. Now I'm at the gym, and there's these big concrete pillars.
100%.
And I'm like, so if someone comes in here and takes it out, I'm going to creep around the pillar, like, of stopping a school shooter or even, like, terrorists, and, like, grabbing a machine gun off someone and then just mowing down, like, a group of terrorists or school shooters, dude. Oh, man, that's been getting me hard during the week.
That's definitely a daydream I've had.
At 6 o'clock in the gym, bench press, and be like, I'd hide behind that pillar, and I'd light those motherfuckers up, dude.
Yes. Constantly.
That's so fun.
Yeah. Anytime I'm at, it was definitely when I was in school, when I was in college, I would think about it. Like, what the fuck would you do?
If someone came.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then.
Of course you would tackle
them. I'm in like a public place where I think it could, like where it would be like, oh shit. You got to charge them, dude. Pick up a desk, run right at them.
You got to charge
them. Give them a piece of my mind.
Dude, I would.
So you're not coming in here and treading on me and my friends.
Well, I'm like always hiding behind the pillar, and then, like, you know, you let them go, and then as soon as the back's turned, bum rush, grab them, neck snap.
Nice. See, you're more agile and stealth. Like, I gotta go. I'm just running right into a fucking AR-15.
Take a couple, like
Nick Cage and Con Air, getting shot in the arm and just keep walking.
Well, there was that. There was that professor. I forget this guy's name. I think he was like a concentration camp survivor, and then he was a teacher after that. And then people came, I think it was during the Virginia Tech shooting, and he leaned against the door and told all the students to get out the window, and they just fucking lit him up. They have like a statue of him there. He was like 75 years old. He'd been in the concentration camp. He was like,
damn,
fuck it, dude, whatever, and stood in front of the door, and they just, dude, he's like, get out of here, and blocked the door, and they just shot through the door and killed him.
What an idiot.
People jumped out. He's a fucking hero, dude.
Yeah,
he's 75 with a bunch of...
75-year-old man. You could have put a fucking desk in front of the door, and it would have slowed it down more than a fucking geezer.
That's true. Yeah, but he was a fucking concentration camp Jewish dude, dude.
He's like, even weaker.
He was carrying pounds of fucking bags of salt and shit.
He's weak.
He's a hero, dude.
Nah, that's a dumb hero.
Yeah, I mean, most heroes are fucking dumb.
That's a sick way to go.
If you take it from a survivor, I mean,
to be a 75-year-old man.
If you're 75 and the opportunity to die like that arises,
you got
to
take it. That's the best way.
He probably, yeah, like you're saying, it was totally ineffectual. He probably just like opened the door and was like,
It's like sweet. Yeah, the Virginia Tech one was pretty crazy. That was a crazy one.
That'd be funny.
I remember when that happened.
Imagine if he thought it was like a fire and he was just touching the door handle to see if it was warm. It was like,
he's a geezer, dude. Like, what's going on?
He stopped, dropped, and rolled against the door, and they were just like, that was one dude, right?
Yeah, that was one Chinaman.
Was it really?
Yeah, I think he was Korean.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Fuck, what was his name?
That's an interesting little factoid.
Choi?
That dude was like real mad at like girls, right?
Yeah, he was like, you charlatans.
What?
He was making videos like criticizing people's lifestyles.
What was the fucking dude from Florida?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that motive
Apparently
yet.
People knew too. Like people had ample warning about like, yo, this dude is about to fucking
taking pictures
burst.
Of guns and shit, and he's nuts.
Dude, I've seen...
What do you think of all those fucking crisis actors, dude?
I haven't watched any of it, dude.
They're not crisis actors. Don't watch anything. Well,
I mean, dude, it's definitely...
They're not crisis actors.
I was telling you, it's weird that Fox is kind of... they're stepping in the fucking water, dude, doing that thing. Tucker Carlson basically was like saying at CNN, gave some kid a script and had him on. And it was like, damn, boys. That's what you guys
are... Yeah, it's not good. None of it's good.
No, dude.
It's all very bad. And then we have fucking Trump at the helm.
Well, I'm also innately annoyed by, like, 17, 16-year-olds with opinions, to where I've been watching them being kind of like, yeah, it's bad. But
yeah, when those kids are giving speeches.
Yeah.
It's like, enough is enough.
Yeah, I've been watching some
it's
of
like
that.
Hey, like, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up. You were probably in a different classroom. You weren't affected. Shut up.
Yeah, that's been my, like...
That's such a piece of shit way to look at that.
It is, but I innately get annoyed with 16-year-olds.
No, I do too. I sent you a picture of that girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's a fucking bald-headed Hispanic chick that was in that high school. There's a picture over here. It says, Emma Gonzalez, high school senior. She's the president of the Gay Straight Alliance, mass shooting survivor, NRA, National Rifle Association of America, and Republicans' worst nightmare.
It's like,
yeah, okay. Pretty sure that's every single person's fucking worst nightmare.
Yeah,
is fucking Emma Gonzalez, president of the Gay Straight Alliance, survivor of a mass shooting.
Yeah, but
it's like, because now she actually has something that's like the mass shooting survivor card is a tough one to be like, I mean, shut the fuck up.
That's like, that's a new one, really.
That's a tough one to shut down.
That's a new one. But I mean, at the end of the day,
I was removed from the show and they heard my Black Panther takes.
Yeah, right, dude.
They eliminated me. They're like, how dare you talk about that piece
of art? They heard you say you'd have rushed in the fucking school, dude. And they're like, get him out of here.
The fact that Trump said that is just...
It's crazy.
I mean, remember when Wahlberg said that about 9/11?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I would have fucking rushed the cockpit. And even then, it was like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
Yeah. I mean, that's like when you get, if you've ever been robbed at gunpoint and you tell your friend, they're like, dude, I would have fucking grabbed his arm. And it's like, no, you fucking wouldn't have, dude. But the fact of Trump rushing in there, it's like him even saying that, it's like almost makes me want to put it to the test.
Maybe it will.
Someone should like simulate Olympus Has Fallen and videotape him to see what he does. He's not fucking rushing, dude.
No, he's hiding.
He's going to be like, you fucking idiot goons.
Dude, if he rushed, Trump daddy would be king. If we tried to fake Olympus Fallen him and he ended up fucking beating the shit out of the Russian terrorists.
There's no way, dude.
He'd be the dictator.
That'd be the end of it.
I would support him.
He must be getting so much shit right now. What were you about to say?
When the story came out about that dude that didn't go in at the school shooting.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it's like, what a fucking coward.
Yeah. But he has a gun, right?
But also, I think so.
Jesus, bro.
He had a gun. He was outside. Like, I'm not fucking going in there. God.
At that point, I couldn't live with the shame of it. No, dude. I would go die vainly.
Yeah, but you're not thinking about the shame of it at that moment.
That's true.
At that moment, you're hearing screams in an AR-15.
Bop, 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 bop. Yeah,
and you're
like,
oh, he was probably out like smoking a cigarette outside, just like, oh, shit.
Jesus Christ, dude. I mean, there's got to be 40 seconds where you're like, nah, it's not. This isn't what's going on.
Yeah, right when it happened, though, I was going to tweet the picture of... I had a sick tweet lined up. I was just sitting at a bar, and it was on the news, and I was like, I'm gonna tweet the picture of the guy from Saving Private Ryan that was afraid to go up the steps. Do you remember that guy? Yeah. I'd be like, here's a headshot of that security guard.
Oh, my God,
I was like,
dude.
You know what? This guy's got enough going on. I was going to post that.
Oh.
here's his headshot.
Dude. I mean, imagine if the whole country was calling you a pussy. Like, you have people like my mom calling you a pussy, more or less.
You got the president coming on and being like, yeah, that was despicable.
Wasn't there like three of them that didn't go in?
Yeah, and then apparently there were like three other guys that were like,
apparently, though, the chief told him to stand down. Or, no, excuse me. Someone said that may have been orders of like, stand down.
I don't know, because the police went on and was like, we're going to investigate it because that's unacceptable.
Okay, never mind.
So it sounds like...
I mean...
Sounds like they were like...
That's where it starts getting weird, where it's like, wait, why did those guys stay out of the building? And did someone tell them to stay out of the building? And why did they ignore all the fucking people?
If I was...
If I go into school, if I was in... anymore in school, if you, like, make a hit list, they pull you the fuck out of there. So sure. If people start suspecting that, like, you're taking pictures with guns and shit, I don't know how that went unnoticed and unaddressed, because at school, take that shit pretty
If you're
seriously.
Taking pictures with guns and you're very pale...
Yeah, dude.
That's when it's...
Terrifying.
Time to get some... Authorities involved.
Yeah. I watched the system actually work once.
If you're like a hot dude that's like wearing a hunter's hat, totally. You got like a dog with you in a truck and you're
totally
taking pictures
fine.
Of guns, that's sick.
Totally fine.
But if you're super pale and like porcelain skinned.
Well, that's what they're going to have to start doing. I was, actually, my mom didn't really like it, but I was telling her I was going to start selling targets of like kids like brushing their hair out of their face. Just like super nerd targets, dude.
Oh my God, dude. For who?
Just for the new teachers, dude, the armed teachers.
Oh, you're saying those would be the school shooters?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying, like,
no,
you're going to sell
no.
kid targets.
I'm saying, like, I'm going to sell targets of, like, a goth just kind of, like, crazy.
They're not
the
goths.
Sun.
It's just autistic kids.
Yeah, I know.
It's all, like, lonely dudes that love Jordan Peterson.
It's really sad. No, it's not, dude.
They definitely
Peterson has probably stopped a couple of these things, dude.
You think?
Probably. I don't think so. I mean, these are, like... I mean, he actually talks about the Columbine shooters.
He's like, they're not even in the game, so they they flip the board.
Yeah, exactly.
Not even a piece of the game.
Yeah. People need him, dude.
If I was a liberal hack comic, I would probably make a joke about how even a white school shooter, the cops are still like, don't shoot him.
Yeah.
You know, that's the easy layup.
They stay off the school shooting stuff pretty hard.
Nah, they hit school shooters.
Or they'll be like, yeah, I guess so. True.
If I wanted a sick liberal hot take, I'd be like, yeah, of course the cops didn't shoot him. He was white.
That's how easy
it
is.
Here's a video of Tamir Rice.
Yeah, that's how easy.
9,000 retweets.
Yeah, that's how easy that is. You're right.
Yeah.
But, hey, man.
Dude.
Put your dick shield on, dude, and lower your head.
Being that cop, when those shots went off, it's just like, fuck.
I mean, you got to fucking go. Yeah,
of course you have to, but.
I mean, I hear you.
There's still that part that's,
I mean,
like,
I have my daydream, but yeah, if someone came in the Drexel gym and started firing
no
it up,
you have no idea,
bro,
what's going to happen.
Fuck, man. There's no way. I've fully looked at it. I'm like, you're trapped in here.
I mean, unfortunately, this is exactly what Trump said.
What?
He was like, you never know until you're tested, but. He was like, I would hope I would go in, even if I didn't have a weapon.
And he said, I don't know why. He goes, I know a lot of people would do
this.
And
also
too.
In this room, I would hope everyone would do the same.
He's there with fucking like generals.
So the speech
and shit
was, you know, all right, I'm backing off a little. That's exactly what everyone thinks.
Yeah.
But it's just funny to hear it from him, his fucking old rich bitch ass.
Yeah, as the president,
it's like, dude, you're not fighting anybody.
Yeah. And it's like, what do I need to say right now? It's like, I would have went in. It's like, oh, more or less, it's like, dude, you got to
don't
chill.
Say that.
I know. I mean, that's suicide shit. That guy who didn't go in, the whole country's like, you're a fucking pussy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's definitely suicide shit. Or he goes and shoots up another school.
Yeah.
And then commits suicide. That's the move.
Fuck.
Be like, I was in on it the whole time.
I doubt it, dude. I doubt it. But, shit, it might lead him to it. Be like, or set someone up. He fucking Manchurian candidates someone to go in there and stops one. He's like, I was here.
He's got to shoot either himself or somebody. Somebody's getting shot.
Himself, probably. I couldn't take that, dude. If the country fucking scoured me on that level with that amount of blood on the table, dude.
Kids, you didn't stop a fucking school shooting?
Jesus Christ, man.
Oy. Yeah. That's the ultimate coward move, dude, sitting outside the doors.
I mean, you got one job, dude. 99% of being a cop is sitting on your fucking ass and not really doing shit.
Ugh.
And it's like, dude, you gotta fucking go in there. That's the thin blue line, dude.
That's it. That's what it's all about.
Jesus Christ.
I love this. I love the cops and the service and the first responders.
I love first responders, dude.
First responders are gay as fuck.
That
dude.
Guy was a fucking last responder, dude.
He was the last responder.
He's a non-responder.
It's like, oh, what happened? Oh, I missed it.
I was playing Worm on my phone. I didn't know. Shit.
All right,
damn,
bro. Dude.
Hour and 40.
One more thought about that guy. There was definitely, if he worked at that school every day, there's definitely hot chicks the high school chicks.
He could have saved
him. He could have saved him. Think of those damn, hot dude. Chicks he saw every day that was like, man, what would I give?
That's, I could say for sure I'd have went in there now.
Like some hot fucking Puerto Rican 17-year-old chick in there.
I would have taken my shirt off and just been like, I would have ran in there shirtless, dude.
You would put your tie over your head like
I would have rainbowed. Yeah. Well, it's so fucked up, dude. This is what, like the, there's been a good amount of them.
Yeah.
So now it's like, I literally.
What, school shootings or just shootings in general?
Shootings. There's been a Columbine. I remember being like, whoa.
Yeah.
And then it was like, huh? Again? And now it's like, I don't really read the news. And someone's like, oh, pray for Florida. And I looked, I'm like, school shooting. And literally it was like, all right, fuck. Not
yeah,
another one of these
sense.
Ones. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, the guy. That's like the biggest talk about this now is the guy not going in.
Yeah, that's nuts. And this hot, this is not hot, this fucking. This chick and the students that are...
I mean, you got to go, dude.
The students that are making a difference right now, Matt.
Yeah. I'm all for them, man.
No, you're not.
Well,
you
there
said
was
you
one,
hated them.
There was one that apparently got blocked by CNN.
You think they're all fucking crisis actors,
I
dude.
Don't think they're crisis actors.
Do you think that fucking Emma Gonzalez, high school senior, president of the Gay Straight Alliance, mass shooter survivor...
That's a sick alliance, dude.
Gay Straight Alliance?
Yeah, dude. Oh, is she gay or straight? Or is it like, how does that work?
She's at least going for the look of gay.
True that. Or yeah, or like an arbiter. I wonder if you just kind of like, what is that job? What do they do? Walk around like, stop saying gay.
It's so funny to be critical of this chick.
Yeah.
Like if you and me lived in like Afghanistan when Malala was standing up against the Taliban, we'd be like, shut up, dude. You're just trying to look good. Shut up, you bitch.
ISIS isn't that bad.
If we lived in Afghanistan, we'd be Taliban. We'd be Taliban yeah. now. Be like, this is what you do.
I, if I live in Afghanistan, I can safely assume that I'd have joined ISIS.
Yeah.
They're all, you? Like, what are you guys about?
Yeah, you would. You would try to start an offset. You get beheaded.
I would. Mine would be too fucking free. I start a really sexual subset of like fundamental Islam. All
right. Oh, God.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're rambling. God bless all of our listeners.
Yo.
Go see Black Panther. It's powerful.
Go see Black Panther.
Don't school shoot.
Nope.